Good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, yesterday we received the only mail from Ruth, just by mail, okay, not by email. And she said, make sure that we greet you, I greet you well for on her behalf. So she is doing fine, sometimes a little bit, you know, missing home or difficulty in some way, but she is doing fine. So thank you for praying for her. Just, you know, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I know there's a lot of things in your mind going through. So just, you know, be conscious enough that this is, you know, a time to worship God. So concentrate for another half an hour, then this service will be over. Okay? That's important. That's important, because otherwise you're still thinking, okay, I need to get something this afternoon because it's the black whatever weekend, and then, you know, you are thinking of, you know, maybe you missed something. This morning I would like to share about what is in Pastor Tom's and my heart about next year. We are thinking of you know, just encouraging, preparing the whole church to think about how to reach out to our families, friends, neighbors, they are not yet Christian. You know, last week when I was having lunch with a brother from China, and then he mentioned one testimony that was so encouraging. He said that one of the Christians in mainland China, he was a factory owner, very rich brother, owned a very huge factory there, and making billions and billions of money. But this brother shared with, you know, this brother from CIU, saying that he is letting go everything, and then he wants to spend his life, the rest of his life, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with whoever in China or, you know, elsewhere. And he said that this owner saying that when he became Christian, he read through the Bible more than once, and then he went to church, and then he listened to sermon, testimony. He finalized, his conclusion is, the main theme of the Bible is talking about salvation, talking about, you know, people need the Lord. So he said that I'm going to invest my life, the rest of my life, to do the most important things that the Bible says. And then he just sell his factory, and he is a pastor now, or evangelist now, in China. It's very touching. It's very touching. Even yesterday I read another testimony, a medical doctor in Taiwan, Kaohsiung, and then he, you know, he decided to let go everything and to go to become missionary somewhere in Africa. And when people ask him, why you let go your, you know, your very promising career and then go to Africa, he said that 10 years ago I already had this kind of feeling, but at that time I feel like I'm not well prepared. But he said now I'm almost, you know, 50. If I delay another 10 years, I'll be too old to go. So now is the right time to go. So, I mean, when I read those kind of testimony, I really feel like, you know, we Christians, if we take the Word of God seriously, then we realize that when Jesus come to this world, the name, we call Him Jesus in the Bible, saying because He is going to save His people from the sin. There's salvation. Salvation in them. Okay, just if you have any verse in your mind, you say that I know this verse talking about reaching out to the needy. This is a verse talking about evangelism. This is a verse talking about salvation. Any verse come to your mind, you just say it out in you know, raise your voice and say out loud. Any verse? I already have a few verses on printout here. Yeah. So like 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4, part of it saying that God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Okay, any other verse? Just help us to realize that there's a lot of similar verses in the Bible. Any? Thank you. Thank you. Any other from the Old Testament, New Testament? You may not remember the whole verse, but the idea there, that's fine. Any other verse? That's good. Great. This is one of the most Christian verses. Okay. Any other verse? Wow. All right. That's good. That's one of the greatest verses in the Bible. I will print out here. So that's if you just pay a little bit attention to what the Bible says from Genesis all the way to Revelation, there are just tons of verses or ideas or messages about the sinful people. They are lost. They need the Lord. They need the salvation. So it's just repeat and repeat, those kind of verses appears in the Bible. So when we talk about reaching out to the lost world, reaching out to those people that need the Lord, is one of the main things in the Bible. That's a very key message there, talking about the purpose of Jesus coming to this world, this earth. Basically, He is going to save people from the sinful life, from the sinners, from lost. He is doing that, and now He said, "Come, follow me." That means we are going to do what Jesus wants us to do. So Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. This is a message repeatedly appears in the Bible. So if you are the follower of Jesus Christ, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the thing, the main thing from the Bible that is the desire of God to see happen? I think the most important thing is we as Christians, we need to respond to God's calling, to God's challenging. This is God's will. This is God's will. I mean, when I mention this, I think everybody say, "Yeah, Pastor Wong, we all know this. Why is the big deal?" The big deal is, are we responding to God's calling? Are we responding to God's will in the Bible? God wants to see this happen. Are we responding to it? In 1976, I responded to this calling. That was a century ago. I wasn't the right person. When I say I wasn't the right person, I mean I'm not a social person. I don't talk to people easily. In school, I'm very quiet. I'm happy that a lot of students, my classmates, they don't know my name. I'm quite satisfied with that. So that's fine with me. I mean, what's the problem? Okay? But I'm very quite active in the basketball court, the volleyball court, whatever. I enjoy it because only a few people know me. That's fine. I never actually just reach out to people and start talking to people. I don't feel easy. I don't feel good. It's not my nature. But when God called me, when I realized that this is what God wants us, His followers to do, to share the good news, to preach the good news. If you read through all those important verses related to salvation, to God, good news, to the gospel, all came back to us saying that this is our duty. We need to do it. A lot of Christians feel like, well, some people they are more talented to do that, but not me. I had the same feeling also many, many years ago. So I just respond to God saying that, "God, okay, here I am, but what can I do for you? What can you do with me? It's someone that not talking much to anyone. How can I share the good news?" Slowly, God just helped me to realize that it's not by my, talent or gift, but it's all depend on Him. This is understandable, but it's difficult to make it, real in my life. It's so difficult.
I have to pray very hard, and saying that I would like to share the good news with one of my classmates. I need to push myself very hard. Until today, I still don't feel like I'm a social person to talk to anyone and to bring up the good news very comfortably without any struggle. This is just me. But when I look back, I don't know how many people became Christian because of me, because of my submission. There's not a lot. Maybe a couple hundreds. I mean, as pastor, as missionary, a couple hundreds is not a lot. Because when you stand up there and then they organize an outreach rally or something, they invite friends, and those friends already heard gospel, you know, about Jesus Christ from Pastor Tom, from Dame, from whoever, and they are almost ready to say, yes, I want to accept Jesus Christ. So after my preaching, I say, okay, who wants to accept Jesus Christ? And they raise up their hand. I mean, I don't count them. But I think this, you know, just saying that when we obey Him, what happened? God is working among the hearts of people. So brother and sister, this is a very important thing. Very important thing. We need to realize that the hearts of God reveal the truth of what is His will in the Bible. You know, just God doesn't want the sinners going into hell or perish or lost. God wants to save them. God wants to save them. I don't know how you feel about, you know, during the Thanksgiving Day, and some criticize saying that our president didn't say thank God. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't know much about our president, his personal religion also. But if he doesn't believe in God, and he didn't say thank God, I think that's him. If he didn't believe in Jesus Christ, that's him. Immediately just help me to realize that there is another person need Jesus Christ. There's another person need Jesus Christ. So brother and sister, we really need to come back to the Word of God and say, God, this is what you say. Help me. I want to be obedient. I want to be a Christian. You know, really just follow your will and share the good news with many, many other people. This is so important. And Paul said, I'm not sure why Paul said this. Paul said, I'm compelled to preach. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. I think Paul is very, very outgoing person. He can stand up and speak to anyone. Now why he said that? I think he feel like he need to do more. Because there are so many people, they are lost. They need the Lord. They need the Lord. So this is very important. You know, this is so important. And then I hope I can use another 15 minutes to share with you about a picture. It was taken 1994. Okay, Esther, do you mind to show the picture? I want everybody to see clearly. Can someone help to turn off the lights? Okay. Thank you. The first question is, what do you see? The first question is, what do you see? Okay, a dying kid. And a vulture waiting. Anyone know much about vulture? Okay, good. What experience do you have with vulture? Yeah, that's exactly correct. If they are so hungry, they even try someone almost dead. Not yet dead, but almost dead. They try. Vulture. In America, anyone keep vulture at home? No. When you go to Nigeria to the restaurant, they ask you, you want chicken? You want those flying in the sky or those running on the ground? Those flying in the sky, that means voucher. They cook voucher in the restaurant. Yeah, the chicken flying in the sky, that's voucher. You go to Nigeria, be careful. Okay, you don't know, okay, what's the dish? Alright? I have a very close conflict with culture, with voucher one time. And it cost me, I don't know, $400 to $500. When I was driving in Africa, and then far away, I saw a bunch of voucher, you know, eating something on the road. So I came slower, and then all the voucher flew away. And then somehow one voucher felt like there is some more food on the road, and turned back, collect my windshield. My windshield just gone. And just in the face of Emily. It was scary, this voucher. Very heavy. You know, you don't think that it's a small one, okay? Voucher. They will eat any dead animal or any dead thing. Voucher. Okay, we have a famine-stricken child in front. So beside these two, what do you see? Sorry? Not bones, those are hay. Yeah. Not that scary. Okay. I see the Sahara, that means semi-desert. That's the background. Okay, now the question is what you don't see, but is there. What you don't see, but is there. Photographer, because must be someone taking the photo. Do you know his name? I put my own mobility. You can check on email. He has a lot of nice photo. Kevin Carter. Okay, that's the photographer. 1994, he went to Sudan. Now became another country, the Southern Sudan. So he went to the southern part of Sudan. He took this picture. But beside the photographer we don't see in this picture, there is one important thing that is not in this picture, but it's not far from this end. Do you know what I say? That is the United Food Camp. 1 kilometer away from the child. 1 kilometer away from the child. Kevin Carter took this picture in 1994, and then he won the prize. That's called the I don't know how to read this prize. You know, it's on the bulletin there. Yeah. Huh? Pulitzer. Okay. It's a winning picture. Do you know what? After he took the picture, he was so depressed, and then he committed suicide 6 months after this picture taken. A lot of people ask him when he showed the pictures. A lot of people ask him, what happened to the child? What happened? He said, I don't know. And another person asked him, can you do something for the child? The United Food Camp is not far away. What happened? He said, I don't know. Another person asked him, did you take the picture and he walk away? He said, yeah. He took his own life after 6 months.
That's too much for him. That's too much for him. You see a dying child. You see the vulture waiting behind. You see the hope that is just 1 kilometer away. You see you can do something to help to save this child. And you didn't do anything. That is Kevin Carter. He cannot get through that. He asks himself why. What happened? For what reason he took the picture? He enjoyed the picture so nice, so nicely taken. And he walked away. And didn't do anything for the child. For 6 months, he suffered. He suffered. But it's too late. It's too late. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about sharing the good news, from this picture, what do we see? What can we do? A lot of time, we Christians, we don't feel like those people dying is something related directly to us. We feel like, well, that happened everywhere. We feel like, well, what's my problem? What's the problem? We don't feel it that way. Jesus Christ felt it very strongly. And he wants to come to this earth, to this famine area, like desert area. And Jesus saw the famine stricken child, and he is willing to pay his own life to save a child, a person like this one. Because if we don't see, we are not excited about sharing the good news. If we don't see, if we don't feel like this is something that, you know, in between life and death, and that's immediately related to me. If we don't see, we'll feel like, well, you know, sharing the good news. Let some people, they know how to, you know, explain the gospel well enough to do it. Let those people, they are gifted enough to share with other people. I'm not the right person. I'm not the right person. So is Kevin the right person? I don't know. I think this child is so light. You know, in the desert, if you don't drink for 2 days, it's almost dry out. Very light. And carry this person to the United Food Camp, is it that difficult? Or at least you turn around and when they tell the people saying, please come and help, there is a child there. I'm not sure that, you know, if the child still survives because of the vulture behind him. I'm not sure. But at least you can do something. At least we can do something. So brothers and sisters, when we talk about, you know, sharing the good news, we need to come before the Lord and understand why Jesus came to this earth. We need to, you know, come before the Lord and pray for the needy people. The last song we sing, I will go, I will go. Because there are a lot of people, they are poor, they are hungry, they are lost. They need the Lord. They need you and me. So brothers and sisters, when we talk about we want to make reaching out, sharing the good news with people, the theme of our next year, actually it should be the theme of our Christian life. We need to do it all the time. We need to do it all the time. I struggle a lot when I want to share good news with people. I struggle a lot. Sometimes I even find reasons not to say anything. I know it's not right. But it's not in me to do it naturally. I need to force myself. I need to force myself. So brother and sister, if you feel like I don't want to do it, I don't know how to do it, it's a real feeling. That's all okay. But we need to decide, can we learn something? Can we, you know,
just try out, can pray for people and reach out to people. I hope that this picture will print in our mind every time we think about, I need to share the good news with someone. Because someone, if we don't share, that person may not have opportunity to hear the good news. That person may have a voucher behind him or her. And if I turn around without sharing the good news, without lending a hand to help this person, and show the person saying that there is hope over there, it's not too far away. You can get help, not too far away. May God help us, because this is my struggle in my path of sharing the good news with people. Year 80, when I graduated from the Bible seminary, I went home. I told the Lord I want to do church planting. You know church planting? That means no members. So if you want to preach, no one listen to you, because no members, no Christians. Why I want to do it? That's against my nature, because I'm not the person going out to knock on the door and then share the good news and invite people to come to church and then, you know, share the good news and bring them to the Lord. That wasn't my nature. That wasn't me. But I had the burden feeling like these people need the Lord. So I rented a single room. And someone said, oh, that's too much for you. You can use my motorbike. It's a big fat one, old one. And then, but every time when I use motorbike, go out, went out to, you know, park up the tracks or whatever, and I came back very quickly. Because I don't know how to do it. I just don't know. Even I was trained in a Bible seminary. But it wasn't in me to do it. So I came back so quickly every day until the owner asked me, you are very free today. And I felt like, well, I shouldn't come back before 5 p.m. So where should I go? I don't know where to go. So I refused to use my motorbike, because with motorbike I can come back very quickly. So I walk. You know, in Malaysia, it's under the equator. That's kind of, you know, the hottest area, you know, all year round. I walk. The furthest I walk, the furthest I need to come back. And when I feel like, okay, I need to walk back like 3 miles, maybe I just do another one. So I knock another door. And after that, I say, still it's 3 o'clock, maybe I can knock another door. I force myself to do it. I force myself. So when I got married after 2 months, my congregation doubled from one person to two. And that's very encouraging. And then after a while, God just started bringing people to the church. Brothers and sisters, we can find reason not to do it. But remember, the desire of our Lord is really to see everybody hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Think about the poor child. If you are the photographer, after you took the photo, what are you going to do? What are you going to help him? How are you going to help him? You know there is hope. You are not going to carry him all the way, I'm not sure how long, just 1 kilometer away. Think about it. There is voucher behind and getting ready to hurt, to kill. So brothers and sisters, make this our prayer. Make this our prayer. You remember someone nearby, remember someone in your classroom, remember someone calling in the workplace, remember someone in your family, they are not sure Christian. Write their name down and start praying for them. And start asking God, saying that, God, I want to share with this person. What should I do? God, help me. We need to be sincere. We need to be serious about it. We know that in our midst, we had people sharing good news with someone. This morning around 9:30, someone dropped by my office and started telling me how he shared good news with someone online last night. Until almost 10 o'clock, I said, okay, thank you, I need to go now. Because, yeah, it's just so, I'm so encouraged to see that. I know that someone's thinking about preparing going to mission field. That's great. You know, we just pray that, you know, God will raise up everybody in our church. And say to God, saying that, God, I want to share the good news because someone, they cannot go on without Jesus Christ anymore, any longer. I don't want to be the photographer seeing the famine stricken child and walk away and did nothing. I don't want to be him. Let's pray. Father God, we know what the Bible says. We know what your heart is. We know what you want us to, what you want us to do, and how to respond to you. We just pray the Lord, you help us. Help us to just, you know, really put this picture in our mind all the time, and think about what should we do when we see those people. They are lost. They need Jesus. Lord, help us to reach out to them. Help us to bring them before you. Help us to bring them before your throne in prayer. We want to just thank you for reminding us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.